But I haven't changed anything. I mean, I haven't stopped doing anything. I haven't really given it all that much juice at all, but it's still very much there. And yeah, it was, I think it was really just the most surprising because it came right after the retreat, and I wouldn't have expected that at all. So thank you for saying what you said. It helps it all kind of make sense.
So listen to your own mind more closely. Question it. So when it says, oh, why not just walk away from the whole thing? Ask it why. Walk away for what? Walk away because, and see what it says. Because there's a because. It can give you answers that will be most informational, that will be very important data on how the unconscious mind is viewing things. Because it isn't just, oh, maybe I'll just walk away. It's maybe I'll just walk away because it's what am I going to get if I walk away? And there's an answer to that. The mind will give an answer if you don't just listen to it without questioning it. You can add the question and reap its information and learn something valuable from it. So try that. Try adding the because and seeing what it says. Okay, I should walk away because, and what's behind the question behind the question is, what do I get from that I don't have now, or that I think I don't have now?
Walking away from the truth doesn't sound too smart. I mean, after a while, you'd get an uncomfortable feeling that I'm spinning my wheels.
Well, it must be smart for only one reason, because it's normal, because everybody gets that thought or that feeling to one degree or another, sooner or later, from time to time. No matter who you are, where you are, no matter what's happened and what hasn't happened, it's impossible not to get that thought. Isn't it? So, in a way, you can't say, well, it's not too smart, if every single person gets it. Then it must be just some built-in thing that happens. It's just part of how the mind works, it's part of how the ego functions in people. And it is one of those tests, one of those barriers that comes up that we were talking about. That's inevitable. But that's the one that comes up very easily, very quickly. It doesn't need a lot of stuff behind it. Anytime the mind can just say, you know, why not just quit?
In psychology, we call that resistance. Yeah. Sooner or later, the client gets in resistance. For no reason, it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, that concept in psychology came from Eastern religion. It did. Resistance was talked about thousands of years ago, before there was any what we think of as Western psychology. And the whole concept of resistance comes from the people who elucidated it reading Eastern thought. It's essentially and firstly a Buddhist concept. It's a small thing psychologically and a big thing spiritually. Nobody doesn't know about resistance, because we all experience it sooner or later, more or less, no matter what stage we are. The mind goes through it even if you're God Himself. The mind still says those things even if it has no bearing on you, can't sway you one way or another even for a second. The mind still brings up that bubble of thought. It's so built in, it's so part and parcel of how we operate. Doesn't matter who or what.